Leading our news this morning, the Indonesian government has ordered preparations to begin for the execution of two Australians on death row. Indonesia's Attorney General has told the ABC letters have been sent to the prosecutors in charge of the executions of Andrew Chan and Myuran Sukumaran and eight others. Indonesia is required to give 3 days formal notice before the men face the firing squad.
That looks as if the Attorney General's office is determined to press ahead and hustle through. That's the zone we're in now. We haven't got the 72-hour knock, but that could be imminent.
British police have charged a 14-year-old boy in connection with a foiled Anzac Day terror plot in Melbourne. The boy's arrest sparked the raids in Melbourne last Saturday. He faces two charges of inciting a terrorism attack overseas. US President Barack Obama has taken responsibility for the deaths of two Western hostages during a counter-terrorism operation in January. The raid targeted an al-Qaeda compound near the Afghan-Pakistan border. The president says US intelligence didn't know the American and Italian aid workers were being held there. New South Wales is facing a massive damages bill as the clean-up from its once-in-a-decade storm gets into full swing. Premier Mike Baird says the clean-up could cost hundreds of millions of dollars and take several months. Around 130,000 homes and businesses are still without power.